Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for another podcast. My name is Patty. Here's the phone number, 724-836-7440. Our website is www.herbstoyourhealth.net. And if you're in the area, our address is 106 South Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm probably the umpteenth person to remind us all to turn our clocks back tonight. You know, it kind of seems like a gift, one extra hour of sleep, but even so, it disrupts our body's internal clock. I recall having a small baby of my own, not a grandchild, years ago, and it would affect both of us, turning the clocks back or forward, whatever. You know, in the springtime, so we lose an hour, but we get spring. Fair trade. Our circadian rhythms, you know, if you suffer from insomnia occasionally, you know all about the circadian rhythm. It's the body's internal clock that regulates the sleep-wake cycle. So, you know, it's kind of too late to adjust gradually, but I guess people do sometimes adjust gradually in our hectic schedules and lives. It's very hard to adjust gradually. It's just like, okay, it's here, let's do it. But in the meantime, maintaining a consistent sleep routine is crucial. Going to bed and waking up at roughly the same time every day, even on weekends, helps regulate the body's internal clock. Maximizing exposure to natural light in the morning can help resetting the body's internal clock. A sleep-conducive environment. If you're like me, you're like the princess and the pea. Everything has to be exactly correct. Dark, quiet, cool, comfortable bedding. Definitely no screens in the bedroom. By screens, I mean cell phones. And then have a routine. Maybe do some relaxation techniques. We also think about, sleep disruption and mood changes, but if you're kind of used to having occasional sleep disruption, you're not irritable, you don't have, well, you might have increased stress or a general sense of fatigue, you take it in stride. Honestly, maintaining a healthy gut will boost the serotonin in your brain and body, leading to improved mood. Breathing and meditation, super, super important. Well, we're just going to really focus on the positive here. We get an extra hour, so hopefully we'll sleep. Probiotics, as I said, just said, maintaining a healthy gut. So how do we do that? We do it with probiotics, which have an impact on the entire body. They're live microorganisms that have a beneficial effect. They're called strains. You know, there's more than one type of Lactobacillus acidophilus. So that's why they're called strains. Some strains of probiotics support the liver, some the skin, some digestive health. Is yogurt a probiotic? People tell me, well, have said over the years, well, I eat yogurt every morning. It's a fermented food, granted, but there's no guarantee that it contains live microorganisms unless you see it on the label. If you're just taking acidophilus, you may need more strains. Probiotics benefit all body systems. Great if you suffer from anxiety or decreased cortisol, if you need some anger management, like the person I was waiting to pull out in traffic from a parking lot that didn't have a light. And my window was down, and I guess young woman behind me got really impatient and said, get off your cell phone, you're supposed to be driving. I'm like, I'm not on my cell phone, I'm waiting for the traffic to pass. Well, she ended up passing me up and almost causing an accident. So, you know, she may need some probiotics for her anger management. Definitely depression can benefit from probiotics. Dental issues, if you take enough probiotics, it cuts down on plaque. So you don't have to go get your teeth cleaned because it competes with unwanted oral bacteria. It promotes the antibiotic effect and destroys unwanted bacterial strains. It helps immune health. If you take probiotics, you will experience a 75% reduction in the frequency of colds and flu. Microbiome influences the local immune response in the gut, and then it in turn activates the whole body immune system. They support the throat by increasing antiviral compounds, reducing and targeting bacteria that causes strep throat, tonsillitis, laryngitis. Probiotics support heart health, increase vitamin D3, decrease C-reactive protein, very good for allergies and sinuses. I talked to a woman, well, last night actually it was. She said, well, my husband has to take his cholesterol lowering drug, even though he had a very bad reaction to it, and I forget what it caused. You know, when people start telling me bad health stories, my mind wanders. It both WANDERS and WONDERS, like, why are you taking it if you have a bad reaction? But she was telling me what the bad reaction was, but he still had to take it, and it caused him diverticulitis, maybe, I forget. And she said, well, you know, he has to take it so he doesn't get heart disease. And that is a fallacy that has been around since the maybe 80s, maybe earlier than that. It's not true. Anytime you take a pharmaceutical drug, well, you risk having a bad reaction to it. There's that. You risk the nasty side effects that they all cause. And all they do really is leach minerals out of the body, which we need. Probiotics help with liver detoxification. It restores the microbiome from the small intestine. And then it goes straight to the liver. So if you have a fatty liver, scarring of the liver, fibrosis, all very much helps the liver. Who would have thought probiotics could help the liver? Well, me for one. There are 400 to 500 different species of bacteria inhabiting the human intestinal tract. Most have neither harmful nor beneficial effects. And I probably, you've heard this story before. It was in the maybe early 70s, mid 70s maybe, when I discovered that bacteria could be beneficial. I couldn't believe it. It was so shocking to me. Like, no, bacteria is only bad. But yes, it is very, very beneficial. The number of bacteria can reach as high as 100 trillion, much more than the total number of cells in the body. The role of probiotic supplements is to increase the number of beneficial bacteria while decreasing the harmful bacteria. Probiotics are live microorganisms when you take them, you get a positive health benefit. Lactobacillus and bifidobacteria are the most common types of microbes used as probiotics. So if you remember Latin, the pro means for, and biotic is, well, that's Greek. Who took Greek? Well, we just know that. Greek, the Greek adjective for biotic, which means life. In the early 20th century, there was a Russian scientist and Nobel laureate who first introduced his observation of the positive roles played by certain bacteria. He was at that time a professor at the Pasteur Institute in Paris, and he came up with the notion that the aging process results from the activity of proteolytic protein digesting microbes producing toxic substances from the digestion of proteins in the bowel. He had also observed that certain rural populations in Europe, for example, in Bulgaria, that lived entirely on milk fermented by lactic acid bacteria lived very exceptionally long lives. And there was a commercial in the 70s about old people, and was it Danone yogurt, or I forget what kind of yogurt. So yeah, it's true, that part is true, but did that yogurt actually have live bacteria in it, or did they, was it just a slick marketing campaign to get us all to eat yogurt with no live beneficial bacteria? I don't know. I'm just saying, what if? A 2010 study suggested that there is justification behind the reports of probiotic therapies being beneficial for infections, secondary infections, which is a common complication of antibiotic therapy. It's thought that keeping the immune system primed with good bacteria might help counteract the negative effects of sickness and antibiotics. It's theorized that antibiotics turn the immune system off, while probiotics turn it back on to idle and thereby more quickly able to react to new infections. Some other benefits attributed to the use of certain strains of bacteria in probiotics, managing lactose intolerance. Also, yesterday afternoon, talked to a lot of people, actually, and one said, my husband can't eat a lot of foods. I said, well, does he take food enzymes and probiotics? Well, what are those? So I'm guessing the answer to that was no. She said he just can't eat anything, and we have to be very careful. And I said, well, you need easy to digest food like fruits and vegetables. She said, yeah, we figured that out. Okay, probiotics can prevent colon cancer, improve immune function, prevent infections, get rid of antibiotic-associated diarrhea or any kind of diarrhea or constipation even. Probiotics reduce inflammation, improve mineral absorption, prevent harmful bacteria growth, help you with irritable bowel syndrome, help you synthesize your vitamins, improve immunity and digestion, and are cancer preventative. So we have probiotic 11 and 11 elevated, and there are many strains in there. The most common, I guess, is Acidophilus. It's found primarily in the small intestine where it produces natural antibiotics. These increase immune resistance against harmful bacteria like fungi and candida and salmonella and E. coli and staph and strep. L. acidophilus helps control intestinal infections. There's another one called Brevis, L. brevis. It's a lactic acid producing organism important in the synthesis of vitamins D and K. So they're all pretty super important. Probiotics really are nature's truest form of antibiotics. They're microscopic flora, I guess, would be more correct. And they help the body build long-lasting immunity to a host of illnesses and diseases, including the so-called diseases of aging, allergies, irritable bowel, viruses, bacterial infections, and cancer. No vaccination or prescription medicine in the world could ever come close to this safe and beneficial way of balancing the body's billions of microbes. Probiotics not only help create this balance, but help maintain it for years and years and years, providing you take it daily, of course, with your program. And so now we understand the name For Life. Let me just tell you the story of the 41-year-old gentleman. I hadn't seen him for a while. I wondered, who is this little old man walking into the shop? Well, as I said, I hadn't seen him for a while. He's young. His whole thing was worrying about dying at a young age. His mother, who's probably 70 years old, right around there, he said she has so many illnesses and diseases, and I'm worried that I'm going to be like her. And I said, well, are you willing to get on a supplement program? Not really. Well, what do you want me to tell you then? I don't know any other way to do it. Well, you could, you know, it's part of it is your thoughts. So it's not only what we eat and drink, it's what we think and do. Also, digestion is super important. It's when we supplement digestion with, say, food enzymes or proactazyme and probiotic 11 or 11 elevated, we're supplementing our bodies, our defense system, in, you know, navigating our non-nutritional jungle of toxic food and medicine. Just don't take medicine. Don't drink alcohol. Don't smoke cigarettes. Don't vape. Those are easy things to do. But then it's about, well, what can we actually do? It's so many people, especially, you know, 30s, 40s, they're surrounded by bad influences. They seem to not do any research into the good stuff. And they tend to feed their children bad stuff. Not all the time, but, you know, maybe some of the time. It's an easy thing to do. And there are a number of organic enthusiasts on the rise. There exists a wealth of information regarding immunity and natural defense against toxic food agents and chemicals, which sometimes slip past and invade our bodies and attempt to inflict damage on our DNA. If you don't think there were people who thought that all up, and how can we get people to do this and, you know, thin the population, I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings to those people, but the population still keeps going up. So they're not doing a very good job of thinning the population, are they? Boo. Probiotic cultures prevent damage before it occurs. So that is by strengthening our immune system and beating down cancer cells before they ever have a chance of multiplying, Probiotics weaken mutagenic activity, so good cells keep winning the battles. Most importantly, you know, making sure our DNA isn't harmed. The majority of microbes in our intestines are not harmful, but play an important role in normal growth and development. But when the pH gets thrown out of whack, especially in the intestines, major problems begin, doing structural damage to our systems. And reinforcement is often needed above and beyond a healthy diet. So there are people, I can think of who they are, who I know, who say, I'm going to eat what I want and take supplements so I negate the damage. That's not a good approach, as you know. However, I have nothing negative to say to people, because it's your body and your decision and your health and your responsibility. I say it's your obligation, but that's just me. So you eat a healthy diet. People say I eat a healthy diet, but they still have myriad problems. So what do you think that means? That means you need to add supplements. Hence the name. They supplement what we eat, providing we're eating a healthy diet. So if you want to add years to your life and life to your years, eat easy to digest foods, which are fruits and vegetables and grains and, you know, stuff you like, but healthy stuff. And then take as many supplements as you possibly can. Probiotics can be used to counter the overconsumption of antibiotics, so typical in the American diet, which is often chock full of non-organic meats and dairy that come from animals shot up with varying forms of antibiotics and hormones. Don't forget the hormones. Another woman I talked to last night said her 10-year-old granddaughter was in, you know, what is that, puberty, full-blown puberty at 10 years old. Seems a little young to me. I would say, did she eat a lot of fast food? I don't know. Antibiotics are also prominent in municipal drinking water because cities sometimes think it's too expensive to filter them out. So we don't want to have fear. We want to have education, learn about our inner ecosystems. You know, they put right on the labels what's in there of these processed foods. Does anybody ever read the labels? I guess, you know, denial is very powerful. But if you go to get something new that you're not used to buying in the grocery store, this happens to me, that I'm not used to buying this particular thing. So I'm going to read the label, and then I 99.999% of the time put it right back from where it came, because we don't need that. Just as Earth and Mother Nature have a delicate balance of that needs to be maintained, our bodies have their own inner ecosystem, which is like having a rainforest in your digestive tract. When your ecosystem is balanced, your intestines are teeming with beneficial bacteria and microflora to keep your immune system strong. Consuming probiotics native to the human digestive tract, so we're not putting anything foreign in it, no chemicals. It's what's already there but been destroyed. So that encourages the production of antibodies, which helps protect our bodies, our ecosystems from allergies, viral, fungal, bacterial infections, irritable bowel, cancer. In fact, probiotics build defense against diseases by enabling our bodies to build a natural defense, unlike vaccinations. Vaccines are often cross-bred viruses, bacterial strains mixed up with aluminum and formaldehyde, which shock the system into a panic type of reaction, which is a form of wild guess methodology for establishing what they think is immunity. Probably, you know, makes a lot of people sick from it. So the second someone reads a typical probiotic label or description, reading something like over 6 billion bacteria in each tablet, it seems overwhelming, and people might say, I don't know what that means, and put the bottle back like I do with the chemical stuff in the grocery store. But if you do that, you're selling yourself short of a healthy gut. So we know they are really wonderful to take every day, and get the kind that we have at Herbs to Your Health. If you heal your inner gut, you'll heal your life. Cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and will protect the body's inner miracle. The microbiome in the gut is like the roots of a plant, and it starts with the mouth. We even have bacteria through our, you know, in our mouth, nose, throat, throughout the body. So it's like the inner tube of life. If you want to take care of yourself, your family, your children, your grandchildren, take care of your body, probiotics are just one small part of a program. But your brain relies on the gut, your intelligence relies on the gut. Probiotics will give you radiant health and inner beauty, because you have better digestion, better nutrient absorption, increased immune function, better nourished skin. So what destroys the good bacteria? Well, you could do nothing to destroy the good bacteria, and just adding another candle on the birthday cake means you have fewer. But if you take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, like even Advil or Motrin, antibiotics, those are all very destructive to intestinal flora. Of course, radiation and chemotherapy destroy so much. Virtually all meat, chicken, and dairy you eat other than organic is loaded with antibiotics. If you eat a diet high in meat, meat is very difficult to digest. It takes a long time to break that down, so that promotes the growth of harmful, putrefying bacteria. Cigarettes and alcohol, and, you know, like the guy who takes 30 days of an antibiotic six times a year. The brain depends on antibiotics from the gut. And okay, let's see, zinc. Let's talk about zinc for a minute, because a person asked me, why should I have zinc in my daily program? Well, zinc improves your immune system function, speeds up your ability to regain your health. It's an antioxidant. It scavenges free radicals that would otherwise damage our cell DNA in the body, which, when you have damaged DNA, that potentially triggers diseases. Zinc is helpful for your heart. It's actually helpful or important to the health of the endothelium, the fragile, all-important layer of cells lining blood vessels. So you can prevent heart attack and stroke by taking zinc. Zinc deficiencies increase the risk of unwanted health issues. And you know, when people say, I can't smell or taste anything, it's because all of the zinc in their bodies has been used up and they didn't supplement with it. The last person who said that to me said, I said, well, we have zinc tablets. I can't swallow a tablet. I need liquid. Do you have liquid zinc? No, we don't, but good luck finding it. I'm sure there it exists. I just don't know where. I'm not even sure it exists, but I'm saying it probably does. And a person asked how magnesium and vitamin D3 work together. This person came in for the annual bottle of vitamin D3, which there are 60 little capsules in. Only takes it on non-sunny days in the wintertime. Do you actually even understand how vitamin D3 works? Okay, but if you can see the sun, you know, this person said, well, if I look outside and see sun, then I'm getting vitamin D3. If you believe it, maybe it is true. So I'm not doubting that. I'm just saying it's normal for vitamin D3 to be synthesized by the skin. So you actually have to let it hit your skin, or just take it. If you take vitamin D3 and magnesium, you'll have lower blood pressure, improved strength and muscle function. So, getting enough of both, they rely on each other. Studies have found that adequate levels of either one are necessary for the other to function properly and reach optimal levels. So, muscle strength and function and mental health, and that seasonal affective disorder that I spoke about. Now, this is like the second half of autumn where we lose light. We really lose light. But the good news is that after the holidays, the days start getting longer. Oh, but there's still 24 hours. I'm saying there's more light. Aren't you, I hope you are as thrilled as I am when I consider that there are billions of beings of intelligence within us, their cells, that each know what's best for them, and ultimately what's best for us, what's better, best for our bodies, our organisms. So when we are focused on something that we don't want, like people who worry, and I, someone really did try to sell me on the idea that worry was a positive thing. Well, then I can know what's happening, and I can, nah, worry is, it's an unwanted, attracts unwanted. And people use that as an excuse to block the flow of good energy. So it's all about relaxing and no longer hindering the communication. We can't, well, I guess we can do it with our minds. We can hinder the communication between ourselves, and we can, you know, worry, stress creates distress, which creates disease. But if we leave them alone and think positive thoughts, everything, the whole will continue to thrive. Thank you very much for listening. And oh, by the way, if you live in California or Colorado or Alaska or Idaho or some other state, other even Eastern Pennsylvania or New Jersey, and you're not local, you can't drive to the shop, just call me. I will point you in the right direction. Thank you very much. Happy daylight savings time, and bye.